Listen and Live Audio presents the Jack London Collection.
The Whale Tooth by Jack London. It was in the early days in Fiji when John Starhurst arose in the mission house at Rewa Village and announced his intention of carrying the gospel throughout all Viti Levu. Now, Viti Levu means the Great Land, it being the largest island in a group composed of many large islands, to say nothing of hundreds of small ones. Here and there on the coasts, living by most precarious tenure, was a sprinkling of missionaries, traders, bêche-de-mer fishers, and whaleship deserters. The smoke of the hot ovens arose under their windows, and the bodies of the slain were dragged by their doors on the way to the feasting. The lotu, or the worship, was progressing slowly and often in crab-like fashion. Chiefs who announced themselves Christians and were welcomed into the body of the chapel had a distressing habit of backsliding in order to partake of the flesh of some favorite enemy. Eat or be eaten had been the law of the land, and eat or be eaten promised to remain the law of the land for a long time to come. There were chiefs such as Tanoa, Tuiveikoso, and Tuikilakila who had literally eaten hundreds of their fellow men. But among these gluttons, Ra Undre Undre ranked highest. Ra Undre Undre lived at Takiraki. He kept a register of his gustatory exploits. A row of stones outside his house marked the bodies he had eaten.